This episode brought to you by the Hurl Scouts of Barovia.
Hello, Barovia. It's that time of year again. That's right. It's the annual Hurl Scout Cookie Sale. All of our wonderful little Hurl Scouts will be marching their way up your street to offer up some of our delicious baked treats. This year we have Thin Mists. Ah, the lovely claustrophobic flavor of mist encased in a dark chocolate coating. We also have Barovian Frowns. These citrusy cookies are lightly dusted with arsenic powder. Refreshing! Oh, and then there's Stradmoas, one of our fan favorites. This delicious cookie has just the right mix of chocolate, caramel, and a hearty dollop of vampiric blood. Then there's Tree Boils. These scrumptious delights are drizzled with the viscous, salty sweet sap from our neighborhood hanging tree. Introducing Grossy Gross. Did you know that last year our top seller were our Grossy Doughs? This year, we've changed our recipe and doubled the gross. Finally, there's the classic Tagarongs. Is it peanut butter? Or is it beets? Who can tell? Everyone, it's definitely beets. So keep an eye out for all of our cheerless, sallow-skinned, empty-eyed kiddos as they make their way to your front door. I can smell the cookies from here, and I can almost hear their inspiring Hurl Scout promise.
On my honor, I will try to serve Strahd and my valley, to help people commit crimes, and to be inevitably consumed in the form of dream pastries before I reach the age of 10.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons and Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
And a beam of green light shoots out from the end of his staff into the floor, directly actually behind Bernard. So it kind of shoots past Batwhack and Bernard, and up from the ground, in between the cracks in the floor, come up these weeds and vines that sprout up around, so there's very thick sort of vegetation in a 20-foot square.
What?
I'll show that on the ground.
Somebody get me a lawnmower! Oh, that's like tangly walks. It's gonna tangle me up and I can't walk very well. It's called Tangly Walks. That's the spell.
Yeah, so for the duration while those vines exist, that ground is difficult terrain, which means it takes double the amount of movement to move through it. And then anybody that's in that square, I need you to make a strength saving throw. So that would be...
Oh, good. Because my strength sucks. Mine's 17.
Okay. You are okay.
21.
You're okay.
Oh, I'm in that square.
You are. You need to roll for Bernard, too.
What is his strength?
Plus two.
Plus two. He got a 17. Two. We tied. Aww. Brothers.
I have a 21.
All right. You're all able to kind of kick your... These vines are trying to wrap around your ankles, but you're able to kind of kick them away, and none of you is ensnared by them.
I jump up in the air with my feather boots. I'm like, whee! You can't get me!
All right. And then we go to Lank Stumpers.
Who is sore.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the nearer of the two, the blue one's the one who caused all the trouble in the first place.
He's the one that cast the first thunder wave. He also smacked you with his club.
Well, I'm pissed off at him.
All right.
So I'm going to maul away at him.
All right, go for it.
First attack roll, total of 20.
All right, that crunches through the bark-like skin that he has and does damage. Go ahead and roll.
Oh, is his skin bark-like? Yes. That would have been handy to know sooner.
I should have explained that more.
Oh, I thought you said park-like.
Wait, let me explain.
Wings that on it.
Just give me a minute. Let me try to explain this. The skin is like bark-like. It's skin that's wooden-like. Skin bark. Like bark skins.
Oh. Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, wait, like a tree?
Mm. No, like a dog.
Okay.
All right, damage roll is total of 10. Mm-hmm. And then I can attack him again, right?
Yes, or the other dude. It doesn't have to be the same target.
I think I'm going to go 2-fer on this guy.
All right.
Second is 20 again.
All right, that hits.
Not as good. 7.
Okay. He definitely doesn't look too good. He's bleeding. Both real blood and his skin seems to be oozing a kind of dark green sap. That doesn't look healthy.
Who here wants some maple syrup?
Nice.
And is that all for you, Lank? Are you going to try to move anywhere at all?
Yeah, as a matter of... but if I move, do I get an attack from this other guy?
You can move as long as you stay within their reach. If you move out of one of their reach, they get to try to hit you.
Gotcha. Then I'm going to move over to this side of
them. The blue one would get a hit on you if you moved that far, because you're moving out of his reach. You can move 1 square. You can move 5 feet to the left.
Then I'll
left.
Do there that.
You so you got these two druids in front of you, and then the one is on the other side near the fire next to Nick, and then we go to Bathwack.
So I'm going to move right up next to this pair.
You're next to Lank and the two druids on the south side of the wine rack.
So I want to cast Compel Duel on the nearest one. So compel a creature to duel, wisdom saving throw. On a fail, the creature has to be drawn toward you. And for the duration of the spell, it has disadvantage on attack rolls against any other creatures other than me.
Got it.
And it has to make a wisdom saving throw every time it attempts to move away.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah, so it ends if I attack any other creature. Actually, let me do this in different order.
Okay.
I'm going to take my action and then cast Compel Duel.
It's not an action in and of itself?
It's a bonus action.
Oh, cool. Cast. Okay. All right, yeah. So go ahead. Do your
attack. All right, so for my action, yeah, Bathwack looks like he's about to sing, but instead he spews poison over the pair of them.
Ah! Whoa!
It's like spews all over these guys. And
Cool. So it's like a gas?
Yeah, it's like a gas.
Awesome.
Does it have a color?
Oh, green.
Nice.
It's green, but it's thick and it's oily.
Ew!
Does it smell?
Well, Lank wouldn't smell it, but these guys would be choking on it.
Got it.
Burns. Yeah, it burns.
Okay. So what do they make a saving throw? Is it dexterity?
It's a constitution saving throw. A DC 13.
Okay. They both save.
They both save? They both take 1d6 damage.
Okay.
All right, so closest guy takes 4. And farthest guy takes 3.
Okay. So they start choking on this gas as it swarms over them. But they seem to... Swarms? As it flows over them?
Yeah, probably more like that.
All right, fuck you.
Sorry. Sorry.
Okay, and then you do your Compel Duel.
Yeah, so he prays in Draconic. Sounds vaguely to Lank, kind of like a limerick. And, cast Compel Duel. So it's a wisdom saving throw, yeah.
Okay.
Against, let's see, 14.
That is a failure.
Okay.
So this guy is compelled to duel you.
Yeah.
Cool. Rafina, you're in the weeds, so to speak. So you saw Will come skidding out of the room, and then all these weeds and vines sprouted up around you.
Right, and I'm not affected by them because I rolled really nicely.
You're not grabbed by them, but they will
still...
Oh,
they'll still slow me down?
Yes.
Boo.
Okay. How far can I move? I can move a little bit, right?
Well, normally you can move 5 squares, but in this case...
2.5.
Yeah, which it comes to 2.
We round down for real?
You need 2 squares of movement, and at that last one you would only have 1, so yeah. You can get up in between Will and Bernard.
I guess I should do that so that I can be effective.
And from there, you would have line of sight on the two druids that are surrounded by Lank and Bathwack. The closer one probably would be a little bit obscured just due to the wall in the way. But the blue one, you have clear line of sight on that one.
I want to do that thing that I do.
Shut a door in their face?
Yeah. Just close them all in there. We don't need them, Rafina. Let's go hug forever. Let's leave. It's time to hug. It's hugging time. There's no door, but maybe I can make one and you can close it.
Oh, bless you, Will. Okay.
I said none of that.
We're going to do spiritual weapon. So I wanted to go into at the middle of the... Here, I'll show you with myself. I'd like it to be there.
Okay. And what does it look like? What kind of weapon is it?
What was it again?
A sewing machine.
Last time it was a sewing machine.
Sewing it's a funny machine. So awesome. That popped into my head again, but we can't have more than one sewing machine.
It's a printing press.
Yeah!
The first thing.
Yes!
Yeah. Yes, she puts the printing, but she doesn't want Lank to like reach out and try to touch it. He might get hurt because he's very excited about the printing press, right?
Lank is still sufficiently stunned, and I think you'd have a fair amount of confidence that he's not going to touch something that just appears in front of him at this point.
I guess this is true. Plus, maybe it will raise his spirits. Ooh, there is an interesting... What is that?
It's a printing press.
Oh, right. Oh,
it's totally a printing press.
I'm giving myself back 5 hit points because that raises my spirits.
Okay, now what do I roll?
An attack, a melee spell attack. So roll your d20 and then add your spell attack bonus.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if we picked the right thing, the druids would all like fall down and worship it.
Yeah.
Oh, it should have been a chainsaw, guys. Okay, so that was a 17 plus 6.
All right, that is a resounding hit.
Wow.
So this printing press rears up and smashes into the face of the druid nearest you.
Before it says loser now.
No, it still says Lank. Aww. It's the one from upstairs.
Yes! You've been lanked!
So go ahead and roll your damage. I think what did you say? It was
1d8
plus your ability modifier, your wisdom modifier.
All right, so that's 6 plus... is it 3?
I think so, your wisdom. Just your straight wisdom modifier.
I'm annoyed that Rafina just ended my compelled duel spell.
Oh, does that happen if somebody else attacks him?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Why do you have to follow the rules? You didn't have to tell us that, and we would have been fine. Such a stickler. Now we're going to have to fight.
That's all right. I'll compel you to duel next turn.
Yeah.
All righty. So that's that. And then we go to Irina. And she looks like she almost tries to trudge through the vines and weeds to go past into the room, and then she kind of waits with her one arm and her rapier out.
Yeah,
and then
seriously.
We go back to Will.
Yeah, Will's like, stay back in the weeds. Stay in the weeds, weed woman. And then, I don't know why I called you that, except for that we're in weeds. That's the best
ooh,
I could come up with.
Weeded woman.
Weeded woman. Okay, so there's like no room for, there's no room to go anywhere.
You can get in front of Bernard. That's as far as you could go.
Well, I don't want to get in front of Bernard. Like...
Well, he could also move, too.
Yes, I know, but there's no place for him to go. He can't fit anywhere. There's, like, no room.
Mm-hmm.
So is the guy that's next to Nick, this druid that's behind the wine rack still, is he the one that hit us with the energy, the thunder?
Yes, he did the second. Yes, he hit you with it. He was the second one, yes.
Okay, so Will is like...
You caught him on fire.
I did catch him on fire, and he hit me with energy, and now what I'm going to do...
This guy compelled duel on Will.
He kind of, because he's like, how dare you? And so he's going to use his chromatic orb, but it's not going to be chromatic. It's going to be thunder, I think,
well,
because
you have
it's
to move
the same...
First.
Do I have to?
You can't see him from
okay,
where you are.
I'll move. I'll squeeze by all of these people and go in front of Bernard for like a second while I cast it. And then can I move back?
You wouldn't have enough. Remember, it's difficult terrain.
Oh,
so it took all of your movement to get up there.
Great. Okay. So I'm being super valiant.
Otherwise, yes, you can. You can split your movement up.
Okay. Well, I'm being super valiant right now,
apparently,
and I'm getting in front of Bernard.
Okay.
And I am going to cast Chromatic Orb and use thunder right back against that jerk face who hit me with thunder. So it's like I studied what he did, and then I'm like, I can kind of do something like that. And he's like whirling his hands around, and then
just so you know, he is behind cover. Because yeah, but he's behind
the
rack.
It's a chromatic orb. I'm assuming it's like a baseball. I can whirl it above the
wine rack. I'm not saying you can't hit him. It'll just be harder because he's kind of hidden.
Screw this guy. All right.
Sorry. You look at him and he dies. Is that better?
All right. So I have to roll a disadvantage.
Well, what does it say? Is it a spell attack?
It is. If the attack hits, the creature takes 3d8 damage.
So
of the
type you're at disadvantage.
20. Natural 20.
A natural 20.
Oh, come on, man.
Play the happy noise.
Which one will it be?
But now I have to roll another one. It's probably going to be a natural one or something crappy. Come on, don't fail me.
Ready to play something.
Okay. 15. So. All right,
plus a bunch. Yeah, that hits.
Okay, cool. All right, so 3d8 thunder damage.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. Screw you, thunder hurling jerk druid crazy Tasmanian devil asshole. That's what you come up with. All right. 8. This was the third in a row 8. You see this. You are witnessing this.
I see it. I see you cheating over there.
1. That was a 1. And then 3.
All right. So this attack will kill this druid, so go ahead and describe it.
Well, like I said, Will, like, he's, like, crouching down. He's pissed about all these weeds fighting his way through there. And this guy was the guy that hit him with that thunder. So he's, like, calculating in his head, like, I think I could do that right back at him. And he whirls his hands around. He tosses this crackling thundercloud-looking sphere over the top of the wine rack. And it just lands on this guy's head. Like, I feel like the guy's, like, peering through and he's, like, trying to catch a glimpse of Will, but he doesn't see exactly what Will does. And it lands on the guy's head. He doesn't even know it. And it just, like, it's thunder. What the fuck? Thunder?
You picked it?
I did it out of spite, not out of, like, the coolness. I think it just, like, blasts him back. Is that even possible? Is that okay to say
that? He's dead. You can do whatever you want to him. Yes.
I can? Okay, it's like now suddenly, all of a sudden, he turns into a unicorn and I kill him too. And
keep going. Go on.
Hurls him through the air like a plaything.
So it hits him in the head and he's like, he has time to kind of look at like, what just hit me? And then the thing just like explodes and like wine is exploding and he's blown back against the wall. And the concussion of the sphere as well as him hitting the wall just like crushes his skull or something like that.
Nice.
Plus there's wine flying everywhere. It's all over
him. You crash some more bottles that are left in some of the few left in the
Sorry.
Rack.
Sorry.
Some wine splatters everywhere.
It's probably just purple grape mash number 3 or whatever, so who cares?
He flies backwards into that barrel and it's been weakened from the fire and it cracks open and wine pours everywhere.
Yeah. He's covered. You've been wined.
Quit your whining.
Yeah, quit your whining. Nice.
Nick sees this happen in front of him and he goes, whoa. And he shakes his head and sort of seems to clear his thought. And then he thoughts. And then
one thought?
He clears his thought. Will's magic. That's his thought. He clears it. And then he runs around the end of the wine rack and looks to stab the druid in front of him with his rapier. And misses.
Hey, don't you get some kind of advantage because you're like...
Nope.
Because Lank's there and you're there?
Nope.
Yeah, you do!
No,
Are you not giving it to yourself?
No, you don't get that.
That's Nick. Doesn't he get like a flanking just...
If he hits, he does extra damage. But he has to hit first.
I thought there was something to do
his
with
rapier.
Flanking.
I know my own character!
Listen!
I'm the DM, I know everyone's character!
I've played with you for so many
I know episodes. Everything!
Katie, you may be thinking of my rule book where they'd both be dead by now.
Yeah, okay, good.
All right.
I'm glad I'm thinking of something that's real.
Yes, yeah, oh yeah, it's very real.
It's real. Alrighty, and then we go to the druids. And they both raise their quarterstaffs, and as one, they try to bring them down on people next to them. The one that has been compelled to duel and then not duel still tries to hit Bathwack, because he's confused about what kind of prayer he said over him. And he rolls...
Oh,
oh, oh, that's bad, though. That's, oh, that's the opposite of good.
Yay! A natural 20.
Don't play the nice music for the baddies.
Yeah. Boo. Bad guys.
Bathwax sees the stick whirling down at his head and goes... And so it finds a soft spot in your dragony, turtley head and does 11 points of damage. And the other one whirls and swings his club at Nick, whose rapier had just sunk harmlessly into the bark on his skin. And that is going to hit. And he swings it down. And right as the last second, Nick does like this little duck to the left. Kind of fakes him out. And it barely glances against Nick's armor. And then we go to Lank.
Well... Lank's feeling a little hurt that neither of them wanted to attack him.
Feeling left out.
Yeah. So he's going to take a swing at, well, the green guy's right in front of him, so I think the green guy.
Alrighty. You saw him land a pretty resounding hit on your dragon friend, so go ahead.
Alright, that is a total of 14 to hit.
That is a miss.
Shit. Well,
really?
I'm going to try again, because that pisses me off.
It thuds into, again, the bark seems to deflect the brunt of that blow.
All right. Take two. That is a 22.
That is a hit.
Nice.
And that is 9.
So you crunch into him, and you see bits of wood and bark fly off of him as your maul slams into him. He staggers back, leans against the wine rack there to support himself. But is steadily gets back to his feet and looks like he's still ready to fight. And then we go to Bathwack.
He says in Draconic something that sounds like a very rapidly recited villanelle and casts Thunderous Smite.
Okay.
And then I'm going to make two longsword attacks on the guy in front of me.
Cool. And what does Thunderous Smite do?
Yeah, so if on the first hit during the duration, so within the next minute, extra thunder damage and a pushback and knocking them prone if they fail.
Okay.
First roll is 16.
That is a hit.
All right. That does 9 slashing damage and extra 8 thunder damage. And then for good measure, I want to make sure this guy's dead.
Well, I can tell you he is dead.
Oh, so I won't bother? Okay.
That kills him.
All right. So well, then I'll save a spell slot.
Yeah, you probably should. Because you could make that choice. It's fine. So go ahead, tell me about you killing this poor defenseless creature.
Oh, sweet. So, yeah, I'm pretty pissed off. He just hit me in the head. Yeah, so I swing the longsword, I cleave off his right arm, and as I do, the sword swing seems to sort of part the air, and the two shockwaves recombine and slam into him, and, yeah, I don't know.
Nice.
He's dead.
Kill him. And kill him.
And kill him, yes.
All right, he slumps to the floor in a pulpy, barky, skin, bark, woody mess. And...
skin, bark.
Did someone say bark?
Did someone say skin?
And you still have another attack.
All right, let's approach. I can do that. Can I move in between?
You can.
All right, great.
So you step over the body of this druid you've just cleaved.
All right.
And, approach the other one.
Pees his pants.
Yep. Let's do it. Let's do it again.
Still has a little bit of a cough left from that gas you spewed over him.
So that's 21.
That is a hit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, and that's 10 slashing damage. And if he's still alive, I have some spice to add to that.
He is not alive.
Spice.
Save your spice.
Fresh pepper.
Great.
Yes! You like the pepper? Oh man, it's not a toothbrush either. That's just a really large pepper grinder. Wink, wink, wink.
I'm gonna cleave off this guy's arms and stick them in his ears.
Whoa!
Bathwack has got like this weird obsession for severed arms now.
He tries to see if one of them fits Arena. Does this one? Kind of manly, but you know.
It went from being so like gruesome and brutal to just hilarious.
All right. You have vanquished some more druidic folk.
All three are gone, right?
They are all gone. Cleaved in twain and crushed with thunder.
Neener, neener.
Was this printing press always here?
Don't touch it, Link!
Okay.
So...
Good one.
Yep. There you are.
Well done.
You are free to move about the cabin.
Hmm. Okay. Well, is there another level down?
Wait. There's a walkway here. Now that we're sharing this square.
I think it's a slide. Whee!
Okay.
I would like to search their dismembered bodies, please.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Lank's doing the thing that kids do at the top of slides where they hold on.
Where they go down them head first.
It looks really weird because it's the bottom of one, but otherwise, it's a spiral ramp leading upwards, similar to the one you saw above where they ostensibly used to roll the barrels up to that loading winch where you fought that first drone.
Oh, so it's practical. Oh, yeah, whatever.
With enough lard, anything can be a slide.
Lard?
I'm curious, so along the south wall, there's a feature. What is that?
It is a door. There is a door in the south wall.
Oh!
Uh-huh.
Good eyes, Bathwick.
Also, all the thunder and whatnot destroyed a lot of the wine bottles in the rack there, but there are 13 left.
Hmm. Well, time to smash some more, guys. We didn't get them all.
Mazel tov!
You got 13's prime. I'll take them all.
Can't divide them up.
If you check them out, they're all labeled Red Dragon Crush.
Whoa! Oh, God.
It's the good stuff.
Wait.
Do you think this was bottled before or after the goopy syrup was added?
It doesn't matter. Now they're that much rarer, and they're worth that much more. Because we just smashed
them. This is a good question, actually. What's on the label? Is there a date? Is there a year? Wait, what year is it? We have no idea what year it is.
They're not dated.
It's true.
Sorry.
Let's make that easy.
It's very true, though. Mm-hmm. We're like, we are just lost. We'd be like, wow, look at this year.
It's two.
It could be right now.
It's year two.
Yeah, it's two.
So yeah, there's some the bottles left, and then there's two barrels left intact. The other one, the remains of it, are still kind of smoking. And these barrels are emblazoned with the markings of Purple Grape Mash number 3.
Hmm.
And if you try to move them, they do seem to be full. So you got two full barrels sitting up against that cold wall there, intact, and then some wine bottles. But yes, there is a door in the south wall, and then a ramp spiraling upwards in the southeast corner.
Well... I'm gonna leave. Goodbye. I'm curious about why this wall is so cold, but we should go and open this other door, I'm assuming.
No, but first I'd like to move the arms aside and search the bodies.
Okay. You don't really find anything of note. They don't really seem... They're not carrying anything of value.
Nothing?
Nope. Their staves do not have the same magical properties, you don't think, that that one that you smashed... did. These just seem to be sticks. Thick, well-worn sticks, but sticks nonetheless.
No, I'm still going to smash one of them for one gig for a good measure.
Yeah.
All right, you do so, and you scream. Because it was a really thick stick. So, do you want to do something about the cold wall, or are you...
Would I be able to tell that it is colder? I mean, because it's not like I... was I think someone else noticed that, so
I just said it in general. I didn't really point it out to anybody specifically.
I think I walk around and look at the guy that I smashed with my thunder circle.
Okay.
And then if he notices that the wall is cold from that distance,
yes,
then
you do.
He might run a hand along it and see what the heck's going on.
Okay. Why don't you make a perception check?
12.
All right. Yeah, the wall just feels cold. I mean, the cold seems to be, you know, I know that's not how cold works, but it seems to be emanating from there.
I think he...
Wait, from where? From what wall?
From the wall. And I think Will remarks on that to everybody. He's just like, that's kind of weird. That it's just I mean, if it's actually weird, am I being stupid? Like, is it unnaturally cold?
Yeah, it's...
That's what he said. He said it was unnaturally cold, so I think it's... We are all welcome to wonder at it.
Okay, he wonders aloud at it and asks, you know, or just kind of is just like, that's weird, right? weird cold wall down here.
Yeah, that is, that's odd. I don't know why. Maybe they're using, is it magics? Do you have a cold magics, Will, that could do something like this to keep their wine cold?
I don't have a cold magics, Nick.
Do you spell that with an X?
C-K-X.
C-K-X!
C-K-X.
I mean, you have some magic. I mean, can't you tell?
I can just do tricky things. I don't know anything about cold or these elements. I cannot control the natural world you can.
I'm going to ask Bernard to kind of wander along and sniff at the wall to see if he detects any oddness about the wall.
Perception check.
I'm going to control 2 wine bottles into my rucksack.
They're medicinal.
Okay. What is his...
Oh, I don't remember. It's like +1 maybe or something.
Oh, then it's just a 13.
All right. Well, from where he is, he actually starts right at the point there and nudges that wall that is to the north of the little passage between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And he says in your head, I think this can move, Will.
Oh, well then Will goes to where he's, and he's talking to Bernard with his head, so gesturing oddly at a bear, but... Just mm-hmm. like, or this? What are you talking about?
Where? Yeah, the wall here, I think it can move. Should I push on it, or do you want to, or?
Yeah, let's do it together.
Okay. No, wait, that would be what Nick would say.
Yeah.
He'd be like, you got it.
All right.
Let's do it, bro.
Okay.
All right. With some effort, the wall there pushes open.
Check this out, guys. Look what I found all by myself.
You're greeted.
We need the Zelda secret passage music. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You're greeted by a blast of cold air.
Woo!
And a dark tunnel stretches for 15 feet, ending at an archway beyond. And beyond that lies, from what you can tell in the dimness, you would probably need illumination to really see, Will.
Guys, I just discovered something I'm never going to go investigate.
You're pretty sure you're in a McDonald's.
The arches were golden.
So, yeah.
All right.
Basically, it opens to a pathway between the two rooms, between the walls.
Real quick, because I think I may have mistaken this. Where Link is standing, is that a door?
There is a door.
There is a door.
In the south wall.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not cold on that wall.
I mean, it's cold in this room in general, but the coldness is definitely more intense on the northern side of the rooms.
Oops, that's why it opens the door.
With the door in the south
sorry,
wall.
Oh, sorry, did I steal your thunder?
No, you can probably reach the knob.
All right. You open that door to see a landing, and to the right, a set of stairs leading upwards.
That passageway might be more interesting.
Ooh.
Well, especially since it was hidden.
Yeah.
Maybe this is where wooden sand are, or whatever we're looking for.
I'm not ready to go up either. Who's going? Who's going down this creepy hallway?
Oh, I do so love creepy hallways. Me first.
Can Bathwax see in the dark?
Oh, well, no.
But can you conjure any light? I might be able to.
I
can see in the dark. We could form a symbiotic relationship.
There we go.
It's the well-known turtle-dwarf symbiotic.
Yes.
Put myself on your shoulder.
But I have this, I have the holy symbol of Ravenkind.
That glows in the dark?
True.
We could light this whole place up.
No. Well, then I guess you don't want a symbiote.
Wait, how do you... Can you symbiote? How do you do that?
I was just going to sit on your shoulder and tell you what was down the hallway.
You have to whisper it sensually into his ear.
Can we see down the hall?
You can. You see... it sort of opens up into this small cave, and covering the walls... are these patches of mold.
Ew! Don't breathe in! Don't breathe in!
Is everybody really taking their Allegro this morning?
It's really dark in here, Link.
Are you reporting
What do
back?
You see?
Oh, I see it.
I'll try to walk behind you.
Small cave area, nothing terribly big, but it looks like it's a moldy cave.
And the cold, it's very cold in here, and it seems to be emanating from these patches of mold.
Whoa.
Is it moldy sand?
It's cold mold.
Let's have everybody roll a nature check.
I'm at -1 for nature checks.
Yeah, me too.
Wait,
13. Oh,
11.
9.
15, but do I add anything?
Nature.
This is the first time we've ever done nature.
Sort of ironic that we're doing a nature check down in this wine cellar.
Plus zero.
Or ironic? Ironic's not the right thing, but whatever.
No. Isn't it ironic? No, it's not.
Exactly.
No, it's not.
So, Rafina, you know, based on their description and what's going on, this mold is what's called brown mold.
Is that a scientific term?
It is. It's a specific
moldy mold.
It's a specific type of mold called brown mold. Lank, if your dark vision were not black and white, you would see that it is in fact colored brown. Basically, Rafina, you know that it emanates this intense cold. You think that they're probably cultivating it here to keep the cellar cold. You also know that it is extremely dangerous to touch. That's how cold it is.
Whoa.
But I'm not in the corridor.
You are not, but they're. I'm assuming they're...
I did shout back that it's moldy and the mold seems to be causing the chill.
Yeah.
Don't touch it, guys!
You also know that it spreads with fire.
Whatever you do, do not go with your instinct to set this place on fire.
Are you sure?
Okay.
All right. Okay, guys. This is a bad combination. Let's get out of here.
We can't touch it with our hands, but can we take some with us? This seems like it might be handy.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Are you crazy?
Well, I mean,
I don't want to keep that stuff in my terrarium.
This wouldn't be in character, but like, you know, dry ice you don't touch with your hands, but we could use something like dry ice. I mean, if we had dry ice, Rafina might get Irina might get her arm.
Yep.
God it.
You can call me Seraphina.
No,
you must.
You can pour dry ice on your hand. Do you know that? You can.
He's done it.
You can pour lots of things in your hands.
You can. It's actually...
like lava? Acid?
Yeah, by the way, yeah. Yeah, for all our listeners out there, you can drink dry ice, no problem.
Scientific facts from a guy named Bathwag.
That's right.
Pork fried dice gets sued.
Do not drink dry ice. Don't even pour it on your hand. But you can. Right.
Seriously, guys, get out of there.
I'd like to take some of this stuff with us.
All right.
Probably a good idea.
I'm trying to see how that would work.
I tried to warn you about the windmill, and now we're bringing poisonous crap with us.
Well, we need to take some before we burn this place down.
But that's going to promulgate.
We're surrounded by barrels. We could take a barrel and scoop some into an empty barrel.
I was going to dump out one of these wine bottles and maybe see if I can put some in there. Maybe it's too cold,
though.
Yeah.
Lank really misses carrying around a barrel. That's what this is getting at.
That's what's going on here.
Sorry, I'm just trying to look it up. I didn't foresee you guys wanting to take the dangerous mold with you.
No. Oh, we're not supposed to take the mold?
I didn't say anything. My notes ended with, and you guys are in the fermentation room.
That's where your notes started.
What kinds of mold carrying apparatus do I have in my pack?
I'm not putting any of that in my alms box. It would burn up on my money.
I don't think I have anything else that's convenient for carrying brown mold.
I will tell you some facts about brown mold. It's not just that it's the color brown. It's named after John Quincy Brown.
John Wilkes Brown.
Who died while smoking a cigar near someone's and petting it lovingly. And that is how we know.
All right, so I'm going to say you can try to get some off. You probably will risk taking some damage getting that close and working with it. And you're also going to really have to insulate whatever you put it in if you don't want either to take damage from it from carrying it or damage some of the things you're bringing with you.
Don't do it, you idiots.
I'd rather have wine.
Well,
Link, what do you think? I can't even see it, so I'm not going to be the one to harvest it.
Well, yeah, you start scraping randomly. Here?
He definitely risks damage. Yeah.
Well, if we can't find anything useful to, like, anything that would be good for carrying it, then yeah, it would not make a lot of sense to try. I mean, because, like, if it's that cold, the glass, well, Link might not know this, but the glass would shatter.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty intense stuff.
Hmm.
Normal physics rules may apply.
Maybe. Probably not. It's D&D. All right.
There's nothing else of note in this room that I can't see anything in?
Lank does not see anything else in the room.
All right.
Okay. Where are we going, guys? Says Nick.
Let's go up the stairs.
Up the ramp.
What do you think?
We got a ramp, we got the new stairs, and the old stairs.
Do you guys want to go up the new stairs?
I'll go up the new stairs.
Is the ramp walkable?
Yes.
I think
I'm
the ramp...
walk up the ramp just to see what happens.
I think it just goes to where we've been.
Well...
Lank goes up the ramp, and it goes to where you've been. It's the ramp that you had come down initially from the winch area had led further down, and it leads down here.
Okay, then I... You know what? I slide back down.
You slide down.
Most fun I've had since I got here. That's why I got the stairs.
So you go up the stairs in the south little room there, and you come up in a small room, which I have just exposed for you.
Oh.
There's a dirty window in the south wall, allowing some dim light to enter here. You can tell that the bottles themselves are manufactured here. There's tools lying about.
Sand! There's going to be sand.
A wooden rack full of freshly blown glass bottles along the south wall. There's a hearth built into the southwest corner. And then there is next to it a barrel of...
Sand.
Gorin.
Sampersand.
Ampersand! Oh, I was going to say it first, damn it. Okay.
Barrel of Gorin.
Oh, Gorin. He's turned into sand.
And then there is a door to the north. And then a door on the east wall that is barred from the inside.
Barred from the inside. So that might go outside. Let's not unbar that at the moment.
Well, this is fun.
It is.
Tear it down. Search the place. I don't know. What are we going
to
do?
I have a plastic shovel in my tinder box. I'm going to use it to dig through the barrel.
Alrighty.
Plastic shovel.
All right.
I was at the beach a couple of weeks ago.
You start digging through the barrel. How tenacious are you? Do you go to the bottom, or do you just try to check the top a little bit?
First, I just poke it to see how the consistency, whether it's wet sand or super fine sand.
It's super fine.
Sandcastle sand.
Super fine.
Yeah, it's super fine.
Ooh, this is fun. Hey guys, let's make a sandcastle.
It's no good for making sandcastles.
Oh, bummer.
That's how fine it is.
If we mix wine with it, would it stick better?
Oh, Muffin is playing at the sensory table.
So yes, now she's digging deeper.
I have this bag of feathers we can dump in.
And here's some plastic animals to go with your plastic shovel. It's a desert, Rafina.
So you dig and dig and dig and dig and dig. And basically you almost get to the bottom of the barrel. There's sand everywhere. It's piled up around you. It takes a while.
And I fall in and I disappear.
You fall in. No hand reaches up of sand and grabs you. But no, eventually your shovel hits something other than sand. But it's a little too high up for it to be the bottom of the barrel. It's a solid thunk.
I hit something.
And you start to excavate what it might be, I'm assuming.
I'm excavating with my plastic shovel.
Yep. And eventually you uncover a thick leather-bound book.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Bound in leather with steel hinges and fastenings.
Whoa. Look at the fancy cover they put on this newspaper, guys.
You take it out. The pages are of parchment and very brittle. This seems to be very old. Does anybody want to look at it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Cool.
So no.
Lank, we know you can't read. Don't try to hide it. It seems like the vast majority of this book, what is legible, a lot of it is obscured by stains and age. That's how old it is. What you can see, most of it seems to be written in some sort of, you think, either a different language or maybe even like a shorthand. You recognize some letters. And symbols combined with that, nothing that you can really understand. But you do find, after some searching, several paragraphs that remain intact and readable. Who do you think would be most closely looking at it? Rafina did find it, so why don't we say it's Rafina?
Rafina's looking at it. She's going to read it out loud.
Let's do it. Do you have access? Do you have your email up there,
yep.
Rafina? Does your tinderbox have Wi-Fi? Your tinderbox?
Your tinderbox have Wi-Fi.
My tinderbox. I always have my router with me.
This is a little lengthy, but I think it's worth reading out. So I'm going to send you the text that you find in the book.
I've pressed refresh 7 times now.
Come on.
Good to know. Try it one more time.
Here it is. Hey guys, listen to this. I'm going to read it to you. Ooh, I'm getting chills. I am the ancient. I am the land. My beginnings are lost in the darkness of the past. I was the warrior. I was good and just. I thundered across the land like the wrath of a just god. But the war years and the killing years wore down my soul as the wind wears sound. Spleh, spleh. Rafina falls on the ground.
She's just too excited.
Crazy. Sorry, guys. I'm going to take a deep breath and try again. And the killing years wore down my soul as the wind wears stone into sand. All goodness slipped from my life. I found my youth and strength gone, and all I had left was death. My army settled in the valley of Barovia and took power over the people in the name of a just god, but with none of a god's grace or justice. I called for my family, long unseated from their ancient thrones, and brought them here to settle in the castle Ravenloft. They came with a younger brother of mine, Sergei. He was handsome and youthful. I hated him for both. From the families of the valley, one spirit shone above all others, a rare beauty who was called Perfection, Joy, and Treasure. Her name was Tatiana, and I longed for her to be mine. I loved her with all my heart. I loved her for her youth. I loved her for her joy. But she spurned me. Old One was my name to her, Elder and Brother also. Her heart went to Sergei. They were betrothed. The date was set. With words, she called me Brother. But when I looked into her eyes, they reflected another name, Death. It was the death of the aged that she saw in me. She loved her youth and enjoyed it, but I had squandered mine. The death she saw in me turned her from me. And so I came to hate death. My hate is very strong. I would not be called death so soon. I made a pact with Vol. Did I pronounce that right?
Sure.
I made a pact with Vol, a pact of blood. On the day of the wedding, I killed Sergei, my brother. My pact was sealed with his blood, his divinity. I found Tatiana weeping in the garden east of the chapel. She fled from me. She would not let me explain, and a great anger swelled within me. She had to understand the pact I made for her. I pursued her. Finally, in despair, she flung herself from the walls of Ravenloft, and I watched everything I ever wanted fall from my grasp forever. It was 1,000 feet through the mists. No trace of her was ever found. Not even I know her final fate. Arrows from the castle guards pierced me to my soul, but I did not die. Nor did I live. Blah. Nor did I live.
It says that in there.
Blah.
Blah. Blah. Nor do I live. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. Practicing his vampire voice.
Yeah.
Blah.
But wait, there's more. I became undead forever. I have studied much since then. Vampire, or perhaps vampire, is my new name. I still lust for life and youth, and I curse the living that took them from me. Even the sun is against me. It is the sun and light I fear the most. But little else can harm me now. Even a stake through my heart does not kill me, though it holds me from movement. But the sword, that cursed sword that Sergei brought, I must dispose of that awful tool. I fear and hate it as much as the sun. I have often hunted for Tatiana. I have even felt her within my grasp, but she escapes me. She taunts me. What will it take to bend her love to me? I now reside far below Ravenloft. I live among the dead and sleep beneath the very stones of this hollow castle of despair. I shall seal shut the walls of the stairs that none may disturb me. The end.
Wow.
You guys, I found a script of a soap opera.
Jeez, because, you know, this guy, okay, obviously this has got to be Strahd, and he didn't really lock his diary very well. Didn't have any, like, heart padlock on it or anything. Do not read. It's, like, the most obvious. This is how to kill me. Wah!
I love that he says, so that none may disturb me, but I'm going to write it all down for someone to find.
Exactly.
I'll hide it in sand. That'll throw him off the scent.
I'm like, I just, when you said the brother of, you were talking about this brother. So number 7 on our card reading notes, your enemy is a creature of darkness whose powers are beyond mortality. This card will lead you to him. Innocent. He dwells with the one whose blood sealed his doom, a brother of light snuffed out too soon. He dwells with his brother?
Because his brother is dead.
Ew. Oh.
But also... Oh, yuck. Yeah, probably. Oh, gross. But also, what is this sword? What sword did he bring? Did he talk about that earlier? No, just right where I said it. How close was this book to being turned into a bottle?
It would have been a shitty bottle. This is a card of power and strength that tells of a weapon of vengeance, a sword of sunlight. I see a garden dusted with snow, watched over by a scarecrow with a sackcloth grin. Look not to the garden, but to the guardian. All right, let's go!
That's where the sword is. Sword, 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 sword.
Oh, I want that sword.
Yeah.
It's mine.
No. Compelled duel.
Well, as Rafina reads this out, you feel this knowledge sort of soak into you, and you all are sort of your... So dramatic.
Soaks into you like an oily poison.
Just oozes into you. It flows into your every orifice. And you all, your minds turn to different ways you might use this information. You feel within you something grow stronger as you feel your level increase by 1.
Read it again!
Yes! Greg found the key! It's true. We're supposed to do that several more times, I can tell.
They emerged from that cellar as gods.
Reading. It's very helpful.
But don't take my word for it.
So you guys, you feel much more prepared to take on the evils that this world brings.
Wow.
So you can ruminate on that as we put off our times together for yet another week and a day.
Ah.
As this ends the session tonight.
Take a look. It's in a book.
It's crazy. You guys went into like almost every room, and that was the last room you went into. Like, you went up and down and around and back and forth.
We could have gone into that room first, huh?
Pretty much.
Did we explore?
No, I feel
room?
Like this is somehow your fault, Eric.
I think there is one room left you've yet to look at.
Oh, okay.
And it probably like is where they keep the garbage.
And go throw all the bodies in the well outside.
Fair enough.
Is that what that is? Is that a well? We don't know yet.
It is a well. Yeah, you saw it from the outside. It's a well.
I don't think you want to throw it in the well.
I've really been looking for a place to fill up my water sack.
Yeah, you have.
I'm very concerned about it.
I am. I have nothing to drink.
Aww.
Except wine.
Yeah.
Try the well outside of the building where you saw people pouring weird liquids into other vats of liquid. It's probably a good idea.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.